We've been trying to deal with renewables. That's been a big issue, and they're not easy to model. So I met with the IEEE Loss of Load Expectation Working Group this past summer in Denver, and we talked about different kinds of models and talked about ways of modeling. But my interest in this is because I'm very concerned about the climate change issue. Some of you may think that there's not much to it, but let me give you a little data. Since we have a little more time, Bob Hebner is not here. I've been working with Jim Hansen since 2009. We've been looking at the loss of water in gigatons per year from Greenland. I pointed out to Jim a few years ago that that loss is accelerating uniformly at 8% per year. You can create a spreadsheet. You can run the spreadsheet out. By the end of the century, it's all gone. So that's 20-foot ocean rise. So, you know, I've been waiting for the 8% per year to drop off, but it hasn't. More recently, the same thing's been happening with the West Antarctic ice sheet, and the latest study came out just the other day, projects a 3-meter or 10-foot ocean rise by the end of the century. So you got a 30-foot rise in the ocean. So that's sort of a driver for me personally. So what I was interested in modeling is how much can renewables decrease our dependency on fossil fuels? That's been my focus of the study. And I showed some of my work to Marty Humble at UT, and he thought it was pretty interesting, and he thought I should share it with you. So I have three things I want to talk about. The loss of load expectation, how you do the calculations, very simple. I want to show you some visualizations of problems that we have with renewable power here in ERCOT. And then I want to talk about benefits of microgrids to both owners and to ERCOT.